Don, have you ever wondered just how much energy it takes to run and maintain the internet?
I have, Yael, and I wonder, how do we begin to answer that question? When we ask what impact the internet has on worldwide energy use, do we only account for the electricity used in maintaining servers, routers, and network equipment? Or do we also factor in the electricity used by computers and other devices that connect us to the internet? Or count the energy it takes to manufacture such products? Your initial inquiry becomes a network of questions.
But this conundrum hasn't stopped a pair of researchers in California who compiled calculations and estimate that it takes between 170 and 307 gigawatts of energy each year to support the wall socket power and infrastructure needed to run the internet.
That's like powering several billion 100-watt incandescent bulbs, which sounds massive. Clue me in, Yael. Is their estimate large or small?
It's considerable by any scale and has only risen since the study was completed. But compared to humanity's total energy consumption, 307 gigawatts constitutes only 1.9% of the energy expended across commercial, residential, industrial, and transportation sectors.
These findings indicate a surprising conclusion. The internet is one of the most energy-efficient means of communication.
They find that we help reduce the internet's embodied energy cost most by replacing devices less often, and also conclude that substituting just 1 in 4 plane rides for business travel with a video conference would save about as much power as the entire internet consumes, helping the planet by surfing the web as opposed to flying the skies.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.